The lesson from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12. Then one from the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or an arbiter over you?" And he said to them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." Then he spoke to them a parable, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?' So he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.' These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen." We all have things that we treasure, things that we think are so important we could hardly live without them. But sometimes we focus on the wrong things and make things important that really in the end are insignificant. Ask the question this way: what could you live without? If you really had to give up things in order to survive, could you live without your cell phone, without your car, without your stereo, without your video games, without whatever it might be? And go back a couple weeks, travel 8,000 miles west. The earthquake and tsunami in Japan took away so very much. What people needed to survive was not all of the gadgets, but food and water that quickly disappeared from the store shelves. Many other things that seemed important the day before became useless and insignificant. It gives us perspective on what to focus on in this earthly life. And Jesus here reminds us to focus also on the life beyond this one. The rich man, he says, had a bumper crop, more than he could use. He decided to build new barns to store his crop. And we can quickly misunderstand what Jesus is saying. He isn't saying that we shouldn't plan and save. He isn't saying that being wealthy is wrong. He isn't saying that it's not right to rejoice over a bumper crop. Not at all. Jesus is not teaching an economics lesson here. He's teaching ethics and morality and, most importantly, theology. The rich man's problem was not his wealth, not even his planning. His downfall was his attitude. Jesus describes the rich man's thoughts. "I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry." Eat, drink, and be merry. That hedonistic attitude focuses on physical and earthly pleasures that will not last. "Take your ease" can easily reflect a laziness that does not want to do the earthly work the Lord has for us to do. "Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years." That attitude confuses what the soul really needs, not goods for the life, this life of many years, but treasures that last into eternity. Jesus sweeps all this away with a simple statement: "Fool, this night your soul will be required of you." All the man's earthly treasures are worthless after this life. And Jesus told this story to illustrate what he had already said: "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." And Jesus closes his story with another very simple statement: "So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Of course, we consider ourselves to be faithful Christians. We want to be rich toward God. And our wealth, we should remember, does not consist in earthly things, but in God's promises of faith, forgiveness, and eternal life. That's what our hymn teaches us as well. It says that earth is an empty place without God, void and bare. But God fills it with the promise of heaven, and thus helps us to go on during difficult times, knowing that there is hope after this life. The hymn describes this world as a poor life of labor, but it reminds us that we are here to help and serve our neighbor. And now we think back to that rich farmer in the text with his barns full of food for many years to come. He plans to keep it all for himself. Jesus' words should make us think, "Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?" He had wonderful opportunities, this man, to show kindness to his neighbors from all the abundance of wealth that God had lavished on him, but he chose to be selfish. It really doesn't belong to him. God is the one who lends him these things for a while. And when that man dies, it goes to someone else. During his lifetime, he could have shared it with those in need. He could have been generous, just as God had been so generous to him. But what about us? Do we have wealth? Do we have abundance? Do we have opportunities where we become covetous? Or do we take the opportunity to share and to be generous in whatever ways that we can? Maybe someone on the team needs a little extra help or encouragement. Maybe a classmate could use a study partner for homework or an upcoming test. How do we use the time and abilities that God has given to us? Help offered to others is not wasted by us either. It doesn't take anything away from us at all. It probably helps us in various ways. And it reflects the love that God has shown to us in our time of need, when we could not help ourselves out of sin and condemnation. Our hope for ourselves and for those around us is that they will share the eternal treasure of God's heavenly paradise. We have many blessings from God, each of us does, and we can be selfish with them or we can be generous with them. We know we have an even greater inheritance waiting for us in heaven, and when we share our earthly goods with others, it is our hope that through them they will recognize God's love and learn about Christ our Savior as well. Christ covers all our sins, including our greed and selfishness. And in heaven, he shares with us the paradise that is beyond understanding. Instead of eat, drink, and be merry, we will be filled and satisfied at the marriage feast of Christ and his bride, the church. There we will freely eat of the tree of life and never go hungry. That is the treasure that lasts to eternity, and with that, we are rich toward God. God grant it to each of us through Jesus Christ. Amen.